Zimbabwe's former long-time president, Robert Mugabe, received a 21-gun military salute at his state burial Saturday in the presence of his family, fellow countrymen and women, and foreign dignitaries that included current and former heads of state from around the continent.
A giant tree of Africa has fallen.
Zimbabwe President Emmerson Mnangagwa, who took over from Mugabe, first with the help of the military in 2017, followed by an election in 2018 that was disputed and challenged in court by the opposition Movement for Democratic Change, poured praises on his former boss.
Indeed, the bold, steadfast, and resolute revolutionary Comrade Robert W. Mugabe is no more. Today, Zimbabwe is mourning the demise of a great son of the soil, a visionary and champion of our empowerment.
Former First Lady Grace Mugabe was in the audience, accompanied by her children, did not address the gathering. However, an impassioned spokesperson of the Mugabe family, Walter Chidakwa, spoke of the late leader's qualities as a man of principle and a unifier, and lauded Mugabe's land reform program, which he said was carried out to its final and logical conclusion. While thanking the government and fellow citizens for the show of support for the late leader, Chidakwa said Mugabe died a very sad man.
I must say, and I spend lots of time with him, towards the end of his life, he was a sad man. Sad life. He recalled quietly the journey that he had walked, a profound journey, a hard and excruciating journey.
Foreign dignitaries in the crowd included several heads of state from the continent, South Africa's Cyril Ramaphosa, Kenya's Uhuru Kenyatta, Equatorial Guinea's Theodore Obiang Nguema Mbasogo, as well as former presidents and peers of the late Mugabe, Zambia's Kenneth Kaunda, South Africa's Thabo Mbeki, and Festus Mogae, former president of Botswana. President Ramaphosa, whose speech was interrupted by boos from the audience protesting the xenophobic attacks in his country, apologized while paying tribute to the late Mugabe. The audience responded with loud applause.
I stand before you as a fellow African to express my regret and to apologize for what has happened in our country.
He said, contrary to appearance, South Africans are not xenophobic, and that he was working hard to instill the culture of unity and love shown by Mugabe, former South African President Nelson Mandela, and also former President of the African National Congress Party, Oliver Tambo.
What has happened in South Africa goes against the principles of the unity of the African people that President Mugabe and President Nelson Mandela, Oliver Tambo, and the great leaders of our continent stood for. I stand before you, fellow Zimbabweans, fellow Africans, to say we are working very hard to encourage all our people in South Africa to embrace people from all African countries.
Reactions about Mugabe's legacy continue to be mixed, with many crediting him for liberating the country, but others blaming him for the poor state of the economy. A Mugabe supporter who attended the state burial but did not give his name described Mugabe as an icon.
He was an icon. He was a nation. He was a person I had and people who were not a figure in African personal opinion. He was a liberator, father. He was a liberator.
However, Secretary General Nixon Nkazino of the Zimbabwe Opposition MTCT Party, led by Dr. Thokozani Kube, said, while Mugabe liberated the country, he failed on the economy.
So having brought us to where we are, the suffering that the people of Zimbabwe are served with, it's another shame on him, but that is it, mate. He must be given the hero status and must be laid where he created that crime.
As many continue to express grief at the passing of the former leader, nephew and family spokesperson Leo Mugabe urged the nation to celebrate Mugabe's life.
We must stop mourning his appointment and start celebrating his life. It's like today we must start celebrating and say, yes, God, you gave us this man for 95 years. You know, this time you took him and we must celebrate his life.
Mugabe's body will lie in state at his rural home in Kutama village in Zwimba, Mashonaland West Province on Sunday. Burial is expected to take place at the Hero's Acre in Harare, following the construction of a special place for the late leader requested by the family. Reporting from Washington for VOA Zimbabwe Service, I am Kip Stube.